Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in Masechet Bav Metzia, Daf Mem Amud Bet, at the Mishnah at the bottom of the Amud, which is the Mishnah Tet. There's Mishnah Tet of the third Perek. Mafkid Chavit Eitzal Chaviro V'lo Yichdulo Balim Makom. You've entrusted a barrel of wine, we'll assume, with somebody, and did not designate a place. The owner did not designate a place and say, lend me that place, rent me that place, whatever it may be, then I might keep it there. And then, let's say that the shomer moved it, and it broke in that process. If it broke while it was in his hands, or delivered from his hands, then if he was moving it for his own purposes, he's chayav. Because that's considered shlichut yad. He has now been shaleach yad b'pikadon, and now becomes liable for all onsim. Litzorka patur, but if you're moving it, let's say out of a place that was in the sun, there were rats there, whatever it may be, you're moving it for its own purposes, then you're patur. Imishi nichanishbra, if after you let it sit, then it broke, ben litzorka, then it doesn't matter why you moved it, patur. Now, yichdula balimakom, if on the other hand the owners set aside a specific place for it, designated a place, and you moved it and it broke, it doesn't matter if it broke on the spot or after you let it sit. If you moved it for yourself, you're chayav. You moved it for it, then you're patur. So the one difference between having a designated place or not is if you moved it for your own purposes and it broke afterwards. Now, the Gemara immediately tries to assess authorship of the Mishnah. Hamani Rabbi Shmuelhi. The issue that we're going to deal with is one that we dealt with in Bava Kamma, and that is whether when you steal something, you need Dat Balim to return it, like stealing something from the flock, and you just put it back in the flock. So let's see. The Mishnah must be authored by Rabbi Shmuel. Tamar Lobain and Dat Balim, Rabbi Shmuel says you can return something without Dat Balim. And the notion here is that you move the barrel and then you put it back. Putting it back, now it's right where it needs to be. And if afterwards it broke under your normal shmirah and your patur because it's an onus. Titania hagonev tlemina idrasalamina kis. If you stole a lamb from the flock or a coin from the pouch, makom shganav yachzir, put it back where you stole it from. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva omer tzarich dat balim. Rabbi Kiva disagrees and says you have to tell the balim, even though they didn't know you stole it, you have to tell them that you're returning it. Now, I Rabbi Shmuel, but if our mishnah is Rabbi Shmuel, my ear yelo yichdu. Why do we have to set up an example where the owners did not designate a place? Afilu yichtunami, even if they did designate a place. And they're not there, and you're there, and you move it out, and then you move it back. You don't need dat balim, so it should work there too. The answer is lo mibayakamar. Meaning, you're right, that Rabbi Shmuel is trying to teach you a greater chiddush. Lo mibayichtu, he's teaching you the lesser chiddush, and you move from there. Lo mi bayichdu, certainly in a case where they did designate a spot, dimekomahu, after all, this is the proper place, so you put it back, you don't need dat balim. Alafilu lo yichdu, even if they didn't designate a spot, the lav mekomahu, where you put it back to is not its makom, lo bayin dat balim, you still don't need dat balim, and in that case, you are patur. So again, Rishmael, the Mishnah, is teaching the bigger chiddush, which is afilu lo yichdu, where the place that you put it is not its designated place, nonetheless you're still patur. Very nice, but ema seifa, look at the second half of the Mishnah. Yichdu la bali makom, when they designated a place, til tala mishmura ben toch yadovim shnicha, letzoko chayav letzoka patur. So even if after you put it back it broke, if you moved it for yourself, you're chayav. So atan Rabbi Akiva, that sounds like Rabbi Akiva, damart bainin dat balim. And the notion here is that since you did not notify the owner that you had returned it, that means it's still considered a gzela. And therefore you are chayiv ba'onsin, when it broke, even after you walked away from it. Now, problem is, Rabbi Kiva, my ear yichtu. If it's Rabbi Kiva, why then did it pick the example of designating a spot? Even if it didn't designate a spot, the same problem would exist. The answer is, lo mibaya kamar. Again, they're teaching the bigger chiddush. Certainly in a case where you didn't designate it, and it's not its proper place, certainly you would be chayiv without telling the bailim. Even if you did designate a spot, which is the case that he mentions, demakomahu, you've put it back into its proper place, bayin dot balim, you still need the balim to know about it. Since they don't know about it, it's still considered to be in your possession, as it were, yachayv ba'onsin, and therefore you're liable when it breaks. Now, problem is, Rabbi Shmuel, so the first half of the Mishnah follows Rabbi Shmuel, and the second half follows Rabbi Akiva. That's strange. The answer is in. Yes, it is. De'amar Rabbi Yochanan, ma'an de'metargim le'chavit aliva de'chad tana, valna ma'ne batre le'bei masuta. Rabbi Yochanan said, I'll give a great reward to somebody who could interpret this Mishnah as being according to one opinion. And as Rabbi Yochanan said from the get-go, the Reish and the Seifa are representing two different schools. And literally what he said was, anybody who can translate for me, I will carry his clothes after him to the Beit HaMerchatz. In other words, I'll serve him. Now, that's Rabbi Yochanan. But in Rav's school, they had a different address to this. Really, Rav and Rav Sheshet, both in Bavel, had a different take on it, where they scribed that the entire Mishnah is Rabbi Shmuel, and Lo Tzarich Dat Balim, and the difference between the Reish and the Seifa is going to depend on why you took it. Watch. Tirgum Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba Kameh Rav. So one of the students of Rav said in front of him, Shenit La, Amanat Lagozla. What does Litzor Ko mean? You took it to steal it. You didn't just take it to sit on it. You took it to steal it. Tirgum Rabbi Natan Bar Abba Kameh Rav. He, and this may have been his brother of the other one, said in front of Rav, Shenit La, Amanat Lishloach Bayad. You took it in order to use it. Now, but they both agree that you took it, you didn't just take it for you took it in order to do something which is shlichut yad. And that's why you're chayev. Now, but Mipalgi, what's the disagreement between these two students? B'shlichut yad tzrichachisaron, which we'll get to in a couple lines, the sugya of whether or not to be considered shaleach yad, and therefore you're now liable for all onsin, does there have to be a real deficiency in the item, or is it enough that you just intended to take it for yourself? Manda Mala Gozla, according to the first one who presented to Rav, Kasavar Shlichut Yad Tzricha Chisaron. He says to be considered a Shaleach Yad, you really have to have something became deficient in the item. You used some of it, you ate some of it. Since, clearly in our Mishnah, you didn't take anything, the only way that you can be liable for everything is if you were Gozel it. So therefore you took it to be Gozel. Manda Mishloach Bayad, the second opinion, the minute that you took it in order to use it, you're already considered shaleach yad, even though nothing was lost yet, and therefore you chayv ba'onsin. Now, Matki for Rav Sheshet challenged this entire direction of Beit Midrash Shel Rav. Midi not laktani. Does the Mishnah say he took it? Tilta laktani. It says he moved it. In other words, he wasn't taking it for some personal purpose. He moved it. Alamar Rav Sheshet said, what does it mean? Hachamai askin and gon shetiltala lahavia lahagozalot. He moved it to put some birds on top of it. In other words, he didn't move it to take stuff from it or to steal it. He moved it in order to have, like, be a resting place. Kasava shol shalomidat gazlan have. And Rav Sheshet holds that a shol shalomidat, meaning if I borrow something from you without you knowing it, I have a din of a gazlan. Since this pikadon was sitting there and I moved it for my own purposes, even though I wasn't going to take it or use it at all, that's called shol shalomidat. They're from a gazlan. And therefore, it has a din of gzela. V'chula Rabbi Shmuel, and the entire Mishnah is Rabbi Shmuel, that says, Lo tzarich dat balim, and therefore, if I put it back and I walked away and then it broke, I'm pater, because it's back to its shmirah spot. V'seifa shenicha makom shenem makoma. And the seifa, simply, since the owners had designated a spot, the place that I put it to isn't its spot. And therefore, even Rabbi Shmuel would agree that that's not called returning it. If I steal something from the flock and I put it on the street, that's not called chazara. I have to put it back in the flock. Since in the Sefer the owner's designated a spot, anything but there is not the spot. It's not called a return. Dot balim or no dot balim. So Rav and Rav Sheshet both agreed that the entire Mishnah is Rabbi Shmuel. The entire issue is why you took it. And what the status is, in Beit Midrash Shel Rav, it's an issue of taking it for your own purposes, chisaron or non-chisaron, gazlan or shaleach yad. Rav Sheshet slightly disagrees and says, no, you actually were just moving it, but because I hold that a shoel shalomidat is a gazlan, therefore the same thing, you're a gazlan. And the entire thing is Rabbi Shmuel, and the issue is that in the Reisha, anywhere you put it, because the owners didn't designate a spot, is considered returning it. And the Seifa, since they designated a spot, anywhere else is not considered mekomah. Rabbi Yochanan, who had the first approach that said that our Mishnah is two different opinions, remember he said, if somebody could solve it according to one opinion, I'd give him a great reward. He says, hinicha b'mkoma mashma. He says, the word hinicha, you replaced it, that appears in the Mishnah, indicates that he put it in its proper place. Okay, so now let's see the issue that we already skirted, which is whether shlichut yad tzricha chisarin. Itmar Rav v'Levi. Chadamar shlichut yad tzricha chisarin, chadamar shlichut yad ena tzricha chisarin. So these famous Talmidim of Rebbe's old age, Rav and Levi, one of them said that shlichut yad tzricha chisarin, which means that in order for a shomer to now be considered a sholeach yad so that he's liable for any onsin, there has to be some deficiency now in the item, something missing, and the other says you don't need. As long as you grabbed it for that purpose, you're already chayev. Now let's see who said what. Tistayim de Rav hu damar shlichut yad ena tzricha chisarin. It seems that Rav is the one who said you don't need a chisarin. How do I know that? Titanya if a shepherd is shepherding his flock and he leaves his flock and he comes into the city, and in this sugya we assumed here that he came to the city either because it was the proper time to come in or he was being chased. For some reason, it was okay for him to leave the flock. And wild animals came and took the flock. The wolf ate it. The wolf took it and grabbed it, dragged it back, and tore it up and dragged it back. The lion came and just ate it there. Patur. But hiniach maklova tamilo aleha. Let's say he put his own stick on top of the animal. Then chayav. Why? Vavinan ba. In our discussion, we said mishum dehiniach maklova tamilo tamilo aleha chayav. Why should the shepherd be chayav because he put his stick on top of the animal? Hashaklinu. After all, they took the animal. Meaning that they're still on it. Who cares? After all, nobody did a mashicha on this animal, which is the kinyan. In other words, the shepherd never made a kinyan on it. He wasn't stealing it from there. That suddenly he's chayiv for onsin. So Shmuel Bar Yitzchak quoted Rav as saying, what it means for the stick to be on it is that he hit the animal with the stick for Astalafanav, and it ran in front of him, which is a kinyan, by the way. Aiv halo chasra, but there's nothing missing. In other words, why would the shepherd be considered now to be liable for all onsin because of shlichut yad, even though when he left, the lamb was still complete? So you see that Rav must hold that to be liable as a shaleach yad, you don't have to have the item be deficient in any way, as long as you made an act which made it yours, picking it up in some way, then if it's yours and you're liable. So, Eima shechishav makel. Wait a second. Maybe when Rav said shechishav makel, you hit it with the stick, maybe he meant shechishav makel. You read the words carefully, there's an extra chet in there, which is a whole different word, which means maybe he weakened it with a stick. He hit it, and it really became weaker. And dekanami diktani shehi chisham makel. Matter of fact, you think about it, that's why he said he hit it with a stick. Shmamina. So that means that it had to be, that the only reason that the shepherd is chayiv, we're turning things around now, is because the shepherd hit the animal with the stick to move it along, the animal became a little weaker. And there's your chisaron. So if Rav savar shlichut yad, so Levi savar shlichut yad, ena tzricha chisaron. So now that we've established that Rav says that to be a shleach yad, you have to have a chisaron, Levi must hold you don't. So my time at a Levi, why does Levi hold you don't? So notice, Rabbi Yochanan quotes Rabbi Yossi, he's going to disagree. Mishuna shlichut yad hamurah b'shomer sacham shlichut yad hamurah b'shomer chinam. If you look at the two psukim on the page, both of them say, Moshalach yado. The first one is talking about a shomer chinam. I put notes after the pasuk. First one is talking about a shomer chinam, and he has to take an oath that he was not shaleach yad. And the second one is a shomer sachar. He says, but it's mishuna, and we'll see why it's mishuna. It's strange or it's odd. Vani omer ain't a mishuna. So he's quoting Rabbi Yossi as saying it's odd. It's mishuna. It's different, and the idea is that it's unnecessary. And the reason it's unnecessary is because I have a kal v'chomer that if I'm shaleach yad as a shomer chinam, where I'm exempt when in gneva v'aveda, but I'm chayv v'shlichut yad kal v'chomer, I'm chayv v'shlichut yad as a shomer sachar, so it's unnecessary. And therefore, since it's unnecessary, it's there to tell you that you don't even need to have a chisaron to be considered shaleach yad. Vani omer Rabbi Yochanan continues, in quoting Rabbi Yosef, he said, mishuna. Vani omer Rabbi Yochanan says, ain't a mishuna. He says, not different. We'll see why my mishuna, so let's see what it is. Lo tamar shlichut yad b'shomer sachar. The Torah didn't need to tell me shlichut yad as a condition Av Shomer Sachar suddenly becoming liable for everything. V'teitim Shomer Chinam, and I would learn it by Kal v'Chomer for Shomer Chinam. Amar Shomer Chinam Shapatu B'Gnei Valveda Shalach Bayar Chayav. If a Shomer Chinam was exempt in the most possible cases, if he Shalach Adi's Chayav, Shomer Sachar Shachayav B'Gnei Valveda Lo Kol Shekain. So Lamayach Atakavin Rachmana. So the Rabbi Yosef Rav Naik's conclusion is: why did the Torah write Shlichut Yad in Shomer Sachar? Lamar Lachar Shlichut Yad in Shomer Chisar. And to tell you, any kind of Shlichut Yad, even if it doesn't create a deficiency or a loss in the Pikadon, you're still chayiv for. Vani Omer Rabbi Yochanan says Ena Meshuna. Now we explain Kirabi Elazar. Rabbi Yochanan's siding with his colleague Rabbi Elazar. Damar Dovid Do Achati. He says that both the Shlichut Yad in Shomer Chinam and Shlichut Yad in Shomer Sachar are the same, are achat. Let's see what that means. My dovedo achat, what does that mean? Shum de'iko v'mifrach, meaning they're both necessary, because I could challenge the Kal v'chomer, and I could say, just because Shomer Chinam is chayv b'shlichut yad doesn't mean that Shomer Sachar is going to be chayv b'shlichut yad. Why? Malah Shomer Chinam shekem nishlam, tashlum mikev b'toin tanav ganav. Remember, this is sugya from Meruba, and we've seen it many times, that if a ganav claims, a Shomer Chinam claims that the item was stolen, which would get him off the hook, turns out he's lying, he has to pay kefil. Which is not true about a Shomer Sachar, because he's not going to be potter. So therefore, a Shomer Chinam is not necessarily less severe than a Shomer Sachar. He has a side that is more severe, in case he claims kefil, he claims Ganav, he'll pay kefil, and a Shomer Sachar could never pay kefil. Therefore, mandala pari, so therefore he says, Rabbi Elazar says, that I don't have a kal v'chomer, therefore the Torah has to write shlichut yad in both cases. Umandala parich, and Rabbi Yosef ibn Arai, who disagrees and says, I do have a kal v'chomer, so our karna below shvua adifa mikfeila b'shvua. The fact that you have to pay karen in more cases, you have regular liability in more cases of shomer sachar, that makes you more severe. The fact that you would have to pay kefil if you took an oath as a shomer chinam and you lied, still is not more severe. Karen, as a straight-up payment, is more powerful than kefil under conditions of shua. All right, and so therefore, Rabbi Yosef ben Arai says that shlichut yad in the case of shomer sachar is unnecessary. It's there to teach you she'ena tzrichi chisaron. Rava Amar, Rava says a whole different direction. Lo tamar shlichut yad lo b'shomer chinam lo b'shomer sachar. You don't need shlichut yad in either one of them. Both Pasuk 1 and 2, that clause in 1 and 2 are unnecessary. V'teitim Yishoel, and I could learn it from Shoel. Uma Shoel Deladat Balim Koavid. Think about this. A Shoel is operating using the animal, Ladat Balim, and nonetheless, Shalach Bayad Chayav, but if the Shoel did Shlichut Yad is Chayav, Shomer Chinam and Shomer Sachar lo kol shekein, so certainly Shomer Chinam and Shomer Sachar, who are supposedly watching the animal, certainly it's shlichut yad b'chayiv for. Think about that. The shoel borrows an animal to use it for things, so the owner knows he's using it, and nonetheless he's chayiv for shlichut yad. Certainly, a shomer chinam shomer sachar is supposed to be just watching it. Certainly, they're chayiv. So laman and mar, why did the Torah say shlichut yad twice extra now? So chadal mar lachash shlichut yad and chizor. And the first one is that you don't need a chizor and shlichut yad. Ve'inach shlo tamar dayol of amen adin liot kenidon. And the second one is that you would not infer via Kal v'chomer from Shoel and apply the same limitations to liability from Shoel, which is Ma Shoel v'balim patur. If you're Shoel and the owner is with you at the time that something happens, you're patur. But in Balav enimo shalem shalem. Af Shomer Chinam Shomer Sachar Balim Patur. I might think that therefore, hey Shomer Chinam Shomer Sachar, that I would learn via Kal v'chomer about Shlichut Yad Hori Patur. Therefore, the Torah has to write it to tell me they're not potter. Shomer Shechinim, Shomer Sachar, even if the owner is there in the Shalech Yad, they're Chayiv. L'man damar Shlichut Yad Tzich Chisaron, but according to, now we're saying it's Rav, who said Shlichut Yad does need a Chisaron, Hanitar to Shlichut Yad Lamali. So according to that, why do I need both Psukim, Shomer Chinim, Shomer Sachar, to have Shlichut Yad? We just said that at least one of them is extra, maybe both of them are extra, and the extra is there to teach me I don't need Chisaron, so how am I going to explain that? So Chada, the answer is, I need them, and I follow Rava. They're both extra, but I need them for something different. Chada, Shlo Tamar Dayo, Levamen Adin, Yod Kenidon. One is what we just said, that I wouldn't apply Dayo, and I would extend the liability for Shlichut Yad further in a Shomer Chinam Shomer Sachar than I would in a Shoel, that even if the owner is there, I'm Chayiv. The Idach, and the other one is for this Limud, Lachedetanya. The Torah says in the context of the Shomer, of the Shomer Chinam, Nikrav Balabayit El HaElohim, but it doesn't say he takes an oath. And we interpret that's L'Shvua. Atomer L'Shvua, Ainu El Adin, maybe it just means you go to court. That's why I need two shlichut yad, pasuk one and pasuk two, on shvuah kan l'shvuah. Just like in the second one, it says explicitly shvuah tashem tiyeh ben shneihem im lo shalach edo. It's a shvuah. So therefore, im lo shalach edo in the first case where it doesn't tell me what it means, I now know that it means shvuah. So to wrap that up, the authority that we're associated with Rav, the position that maintains the shlichut yad tzricha chisaron, is asked the question, why does the Torah have to tell me shlichut yad twice extra, once in the case of Shomer Chinam, and once in the case of Shomer Sachar? I could have learned it from Shoel. One of them is to tell me that it's not guided by Shoel, and it extends further, even if the owner is with you, you're still chayiv. And the other one is there to tell me, to compare the two, and tell me that just like in Shomer Sachar, the nikrav, the phrase of coming close to the Beit Din, refers to a shvuah explicitly. Similarly, I apply that to the other case of Shomer Chinam, and I say that it means you come close not for judgment, but rather for a shvuah. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick up Mirz Hashem and the next podcast as we pick up with the next Mishnah in Perak HaMafkid. Everyone should have a wonderful day.